Y'all, I can't wait for you to meet today's guest. It is Courtney Talley. She is the brains and brawn behind the incredible daily newsletter called Sales Girl Social. It's the one thing I have to read in my inbox every single day, and I'm not the only one. This newsletter has an incredible 75% open rate. 75% for a daily newsletter. That's amazing. So listen in and learn some tips and tricks on how to create engaging, personality-filled, story-driven emails that everybody wants to read.
Welcome to Copy That Converts, the podcast that gives you copywriting and email marketing tips to help your business connect with ideal clients who will actually buy. Consider me your bossy big sister for your business. I'll tell you exactly what to do to create high converting copy so you can close your laptop with confidence knowing that you've created words that work. I'm Megan Wisdom, a certified copywriter and bona fide big sis who's helped 5, 6, and 7-figure business owners make thousands of dollars through email marketing. And I want to help you do that too. Get ready for some no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is advice with a sprinkle of fun as we learn how to create copy that converts into sales.
Back in 2023, I was really at a crossroads in my business where I felt like the sky was falling and everything was going apart because AI was here and copywriting was dead. That's what everybody was telling me. And then I ran across these gals, these sales girls at Guide Culture, and a little bitty book called Persuade for Good, which completely changed the direction of my business. I ended up getting sales girl training and ended up having the best year of my life. So I have a really big warm spot in my heart for all the girls down at Guide Culture. And if you know anything about Guide Culture, it has a little bit of a cult-like following. If cults were into things like 10xing their business revenue or dressing in your season, which sidebar is totally worth it, you should do it. And that cult-like following is in part to my guest today, Courtney Talley. Here's what I know about Courtney. She refuses to call Twitter by any other name. She's a total Swiftie. And I'm guessing she could beat almost anybody in a good pop culture trivia game. She can also write interesting and fun value-packed emails like nobody's business. In fact, I only have 2 daily newsletters that come into my inbox. One I read whenever I feel inspired to read it or the subject line catches my attention. But I read Courtney's every time it hits my inbox. It's just that good. So today she's going to share how she created the hugely successful Sales Girl Social newsletter, why she uses storytelling and personality in email marketing and pop culture, and where she gets her creative ideas. So hopefully you'll leave having a little bit of inspiration yourself and know how to add a little razzle dazzle to your newsletter as well. So what else, Court? What else do we need to know about you?
Megan, are you kidding me? I've never been so honored to be a cult. Am I a cult leader?
Yes, you're a cult leader. Congratulations.
I love it so much. Thank you so much, Megan. You're a treat. You know that I must write about Taylor Swift and Twitter a lot. I did not plug those facts about me, but they are 100% true.
Well, tell us about how you started Sales Girl Social. What's its birth story? How did it all begin? Like, what were you doing before? How did that change? What's all the shifts been? I know there's been a lot of transitions for you.
That's a really good question. Sales Girl Social was born around the conference table on an absolute whim. And the idea really started, she is something totally different than she was meant to be, as all good stories are. So the idea started, we were like, hey, we need to nurture our existing email list. And a great way to do that is with a daily email, just like a daily lighthearted email, increase trust. And we were like, you know what? Yeah, that's a great idea. So that's what I sat down to do when I sent the very first one out in November. That was the plan. Just like a quick little email to the whole list, to our 20,000 person list. I was having a good time. You know, this is fun. But also, newsletter girlies get it. Everyone doesn't want an email every single day. You know, you could give people the keys to the kingdom in a daily email. And some people are like, please stop. Like, please stop emailing me. I do not want the keys to the kingdom. I don't want anything. So after a couple of weeks, we were like, hey, this is going to be its own thing. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a daily email, but people are going to opt into it. And it just became a newsletter. And I know a newsletter when I see one because I am a newsletter girly. I have always loved newsletters in my own inbox. This is a fun fact. When I was in my early 20s, my dream was a sports newsletter for girls.
Ooh.
I wanted any girl who wanted to be able to talk sports with her dad or her boyfriend or her brother to be able to. I never did that, but I do follow a newsletter that did it better than I ever could have, The Gist. I'll put a link in the show notes because it's an excellent newsletter if girlies who like sports. I just knew from enjoying newsletters in my past life to writing this daily email, I was like, this doesn't feel quite right, but we can make it into something that is just right. So that's what we've done. Now it's its own little weekday newsletter for female entrepreneurs, and it is a treat to write. It's a real treat. I'm so glad that you like to read it.
I do. I love it. Speaking of daily newsletter, did you have moments of panic about that, like choosing daily over weekly?
That's a really good question, because to this day, sometimes I'm like, what can I possibly write about tomorrow? You know, somehow something comes out. And thankfully, sometimes those are the best ones. It's like, what? It's challenged me so much. I am a sales girl. So we are like selling every single day. That's part of like the sales girl protocol, is to create a sales message and put it out. And if nothing else, this has challenged me to do that. Writing every single day has developed me so much as a person. And as a writer and as a creative, if I have any tips, it's to just sign up before you think about it. Because would I choose 5 days a week again? I'm not sure, but we're in it now and people enjoy it. So I'm like, you know what? I can't let my girls down.
Speaking of coming up with ideas, like I said, the newsletter itself is like the epitome of what I think a good newsletter should be. It's fun. It's light. It's got personality. It has great storytelling. But you know, the thing that a lot of people struggle with is that, where in the world am I going to get my ideas? What are some ways that you get ideas and inspiration for what you're going to write?
This is the key. I think that this is what holds people back. And this is going to sound so Hobby Lobby, but truly inspiration for me personally is everywhere. And it has not always been. This has been like a muscle that I've been building for like 2 years to be able to find inspiration everywhere that aligns with our message, which is that you do not have to be in a dusty blue suit or a man to find great success as a salesperson. We are not salespeople. We are the sales girls. You do not have to be Matilda's dad. Like, that is not sales. Sales is guidance. Sales is your obligation if you have something that can help people. So I feel that in my bones. When you have indoctrinated yourself and sold long enough, it's really easy to find inspiration. And I have a game that I used to play. It's so silly. This is the game that I would play. So I would look, I'm just like looking around right now, and I would look at something and challenge myself to tie it to our message. Like, how could I make that about sales or about being a leader or anything that aligned in any way? And I would look at that thing and challenge myself to do it. And you start, it's like a real reach. It's truly just like repping, just like doing curls. It gets better and better and better. And honestly, like, I'm comically good at it now. Some days I'm like, what am I going to write about? If I go for a walk and like look at cars, it is like, I'll have three things to write about. And then I'll just have to like pick whichever case I can support best. Let me give you an example. Are you going to ask for an example?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all, you have to play this game and like report back. Go to Instagram, say this message is for Courtney, and tell me what you come up with, because it is so funny. I think this happened on Friday. I was like, I'm talking to Megan on Monday. Like, let me just play my game and like see what happens. So I passed this car with bumper stickers, and I was like, okay, there's something here. It's like a car with bumper stickers. There's for sure something here. If I had to write a sales message about that car, it would be the fact that people want to tell you about themselves. In sales, you know, it's like, oh, I don't know what they want. I don't know what people want. People are dying to tell you about themselves. There was this car and it was like, he's a Disney pass holder and loves the St. Louis Cardinals. And if people didn't love to tell you about themselves, bumper stickers would not exist. You know, it's like, what? Why would you put that on your car? They're like so proud. As a salesperson, as a sales girl, if you give people the opportunity to tell you about themselves, they will. And that's how you get the answers to the test, find out what they want, how you can tie your product or service to what they want. It's sales, baby. And I saw that from a car. Will I ever write about that? Probably not. But if I were, I would jot it down in a note on my phone and then come back to it.
Do you have an ongoing note thing on your phone, or I like keep stories locked away in a Google Doc for the moment that it makes sense, you know?
100%. 100%. My notes app, if anyone found that, they would like call the cops. They would be like, this girl is not okay, because there are so many. And that's what I can like go back to. I would probably jot that down. And then if there is a day where I just like genuinely don't leave my house, or I've been like taking care of a toddler, if there's genuinely like a day that I'm like busy doing other jobs, everything is not creative work. Unfortunately, it would be awesome if it was, but if there's just days when I'm just like doing other work, I would go back to like a note that I started like that and be like, oh, okay, let's see if I can build this case enough that it could help somebody. At first, it was painful. I was like looking at a rock. It was like so bad, but it is truly a muscle. You do not have to tell anybody about the unhinged things that come out while you do it. Just challenge yourself to kind of see if you can tie your message to anything. And once you figure it out, you will never run out of anything to say. I can promise you that.
For sure. Sales girls know the power of storytelling and marketing, but for the skeptics out there, because I run into a lot of skeptics who are like, too hard, people don't want to read that, et cetera, et cetera. So what kind of benefits have you seen as far as using storytelling and marketing?
This is a great point. I'm glad that you specifically call out storytelling, because I feel like people are like, what makes it good? Like the fact that you see that it's storytelling, some people might not, but you for sure get it. And I'm by no means like a pro at storytelling, but what has helped me a ton is the litmus test. Would I read this? If I would not read it, then I am not going to write it. And that's just like, it's a human nature thing. It's not necessarily like my taste or anybody else's taste, but I find that to the human brain, stories are appealing. People love the layout of a story. Since I don't have any like storytelling training, but we all know about stories. Yeah. So I'll like read books and read emails and try to see if I enjoyed reading it, what made that enjoyable to read? And a lot of times it is like those storytelling principles, like it had a good hook, or, you know, it was very like conversational. When I'm writing Sales Girl Social, I literally like picture looking at you, Megan, or that I'm on the couch with my bestie, like a conversational vibe. Like people get talked at all day, all the time. So if you can like picture yourself sitting next to someone and just like telling stories, you know,
just hanging out. Now, if we think of it as one to many, you may have 20,000 people on your email list, but if you think of it as one to one, it changes the whole tone of the email.
100%. And it makes it so much easier.
For sure.
It may take a little effort at first to make that switch. If I think for too long how many people this is going to, it's like, ooh, like you freeze up. So I want to just be emailing Megan. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, Megan, an email.
Just a conversation.
Yep, exactly. If I have learned anything, it is that people do not owe you anything. And that includes opening your email. It is earning attention over and over. And it's always someone's first time reading it. I mean, I think like 12 people joined over the weekend. So I'm like, today was someone's first time reading it. You have to earn people's attention again over and over. So if you can make it easy, and storytelling really is, because it's so natural to us, if you tap into it, if you like intentionally say, I'm going to make this enjoyable to read for someone, it just makes everything a lot easier. We've definitely reaped the benefits from including storytelling.
All right. Well, you use Sales Girl Social on a platform that is probably new to a lot of people. It was definitely new to me, and you and I had a conversation about it. So you tell us about this new platform called Beehive. Why did you choose it? And what do you love or hate about it? Because there's always good and bad things about every platform. Tell us all the deets.
First things first, disclaimer is that you do not need a platform, like a specific newsletter platform, to send something. I just know that there's someone out there buffering. Like, I am queen buffer if I do not like go against my human nature. So I know someone's out there like, I'm going to research Beehive. You can do that. And you need to write you a newsletter today. You need to get a sales message out today is what I'm saying. I chose Beehive because I said that I'm a newsletter girl, and a lot of the ones that I enjoyed reading were hosted there. It got my attention that way initially. Two things pushed me over the edge, I think, with Beehive specifically. The first one is that it was built for growth. I know that people need sales skills. They need to be encouraged. They need to feel like they're sitting on the couch with someone. And the fact that it comes at 6 a.m., I'm like, this could set the tone for somebody's day. Like, I really will be like over dramatizing it for my, you know, like this could change somebody's day. You have to do that to like know how important your work is. So why would I not want to grow it? Why would I not want that to go to more people? And Beehive has the built-in referral system. You've probably seen it if you are subscribed, but like it gives everyone a link at the end. So you can like reward people and see who's sharing it. And it's just like built into the system. So, and like 30% of our subscribers come from like that referral system.
Wow, that's a lot, 30%.
Yeah. So it really gives you an idea that like, okay, people are enjoying it because they're sharing it. And if they're sharing it, it's probably going to someone in our sphere that benefit from the message. That's just like the cleanest way to get your ideal people to hear your message is sharing. That was important. And then the last thing is just that it was developed by some of the early employees at Morning Brew, which have you ever heard of Morning Brew? Oh,
that's the only other daily email that I get.
Look at that. Exactly. That's just, it's a huge newsletter if no one knows, but it's like the biggest, I think it has like millions of subscribers. So these were some of the early employees there and they like peeled off and developed this. So I'm like, I don't know how the heck to build a newsletter. I know that I like them and I like to write them, but you don't want to like be on a hamster wheel. If I'm going to write this 5 days a week, let's like get this thing rolling, you know? So it really brought me some comfort to know that I've never built a newsletter, but they have. I can kind of tag team. I can learn knowing that these people have done it before and they kind of have that startup mindset. I don't know how big they are exactly, but they like offer to meet with you and like, hey, let's see how we can strategize. And it's just been a treat. It's been a real treat. Anybody that has the personal touch, we're sold.
You told me you have really good metrics as well too, like capabilities.
Yeah, for sure. And that's part of the benefits of storytelling. The 75% open rate, I think that's like kind of insane for a daily email.
Insane.
And the only reason that it is because you keep gaining people's attention and they think that it might be good. Like every email that you write is not going to be the best one. But if you can like keep people on their toes, think like, hey, even if this isn't my favorite edition that she's ever written, I know I'm either going to be entertained, learn a little something, leave encouraged, maybe all three, then it's really, it's a win-win for everybody. That's how you get them to open.
100%. Put that on a quilt somewhere. Hang it on the wall.
Exactly right.
I'm so thankful that you came on today. This has been a real treat for me because like I said, all the hard eyes for Guide Culture and Sales Girl Social. I will drop a link to Sales Girl Social in the show notes for those who have not signed up already. What are you waiting for? You got to do it today. But tell everybody where they can find out more about Guide Culture and about all things you.
Absolutely. If you follow us on Instagram is the best place to get quick sales tips. Let us start indoctrinating you into our cult, like Megan said, exactly. And that is at the Sales Girls Official. I will put that in the show notes as well. And definitely subscribe to Sales Girl Social. That is like dipping your toe. If you want to dip your toe in the cult first, I hope that I can persuade you with pop culture and Taylor Swift. It's off the wall. I will keep you guessing, if nothing else. And also the sales girls on YouTube. Macy and Kat are the OG sales girls. They are our face and they are brilliant. You want to laugh, come to me if you want to make a ton of money and slay your sales. Watch YouTube.
Yeah. Like I said, check out the show notes for all the links because you don't want to miss out on this one. It's a good one for sure. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you, Megan. Have a good day.
You too.
Hey, real quick before you go, if you enjoyed this episode or learned something new, I'd be so grateful if you shared it with a business bestie. Or better yet, leave a review on iTunes, because by doing so, you'll help this podcast reach more business owners who can learn how to use copywriting to grow their businesses. And that's what we're all about here. So thanks.